Let us go to my good friend. He's the Fighting Hydrant on Twitter. He's a great San Francisco Giant. I was privileged to do 2010 post games with him. FP Santangelo joins us, folks. Let's hear it, FP. How you doing?
Marty, you're a rock star. They're chanting your name. Unbelievable. I was out in the city last night, and I was telling girls that I knew Marty Lurie. It was unbelievable.
I hope the girl you were telling was Michelle, so I hope that. All right. Listen, you know, one thing that's been in this World Series, and, you know, the writers and all the people back east, and no one gave the Giants a shot, and it's three games in. They're still playing good baseball. Why don't they get the respect? Why doesn't that happen?
I mean, quite honestly, Marty, they didn't deserve it this year. In 2010, we saw a team play in September that was one of the better teams in baseball. They got hot. They beat the Padres on the last day to get in the playoffs. As Giants fans and two guys that cover the team, the way Tim Lincecum was pitching in 2010, Matt Cain, Brian Wilson at the back end of the bullpen, we knew Cody Ross was a great pickup. So I think in 2010, there was a lot of East Coast bias, and a lot of people back there didn't know what was going on with the San Francisco Giants. But when you look at the 2012 team, and maybe it's because I was on the East Coast and didn't see them play, and I think maybe a lot of Giants fans would agree, going into the playoffs, I don't think anybody wearing the orange and black thought this was going to happen. So it's happened, and I will say this quite honestly, Marty, in the National League, of the teams that made the playoffs, I thought the Giants were the weakest team to start the tournament. But something happened along the way, whether it was Hunter Pence and Marco Scudero in the clubhouse in Cincinnati when they were down 2-0. They reeled off three straight. All of a sudden, they went from, I think, the weakest team in the tournament to on the verge of being the best team in baseball. How it happened, I can't explain. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm still scratching my head watching this whole thing. But whatever's going on, it's pretty cool. And you get that momentum, you get that team, that everybody together fighting for the guy next to you, not wanting to go home. It's a special thing in sports, Marty. If you could bottle it and sell it, you'd be a gazillionaire.
Boy, absolutely. FP Santangelo joins us here at the Public House. FP, what's going through the Tiger clubhouse right now? They're down 3-0, and they've got Scherzer today, who's a big. He's had two great games, I think, in the postseason, and they have their big guy tomorrow. Well, what are they thinking about today? What is Jim Leland talking to this ball club about?
Well, you're going to take one game at a time. Let's just win one baseball game. Maybe you come into the World Series and you're thinking, we want to be world champs. We're four wins away from being world champs. But then when you're down 3-0, they're thinking, win one game. And they're saying that. But I don't know if they're believing it. As a player, when you're down 3-0, and you saw Angel Pagan's ball hit third base and bounce fair for a double, and you saw Blanco's bunt roll back toward the infield instead of tail foul on the line, and all the breaks and the little signs along the way that went the Giants' way. If I'm in the Tigers' clubhouse or I'm in the Tigers' dugout, I'm thinking there's no way in hell we're winning four games in a row. I mean, you could sit there and talk it and say, hey, one game at a time, one pitch at a time. If we win today, we'll get to tomorrow. But you're thinking as a player right now, there's no way with this team and the ball of energy and the karma they have going right now that we're going to win four games in a row. They won't admit it, but subconsciously that's what they're thinking.
Is it the Giants pitching shutting them down or the Tigers just having a bad series? What do you see from a player's standpoint?
Well, I saw a Cardinals team, Marty, that didn't miss one mistake against the Nationals in the DS. And then I saw a Cardinals team play the Giants that missed a lot of mistakes that the Giants pitchers threw in the NLCS. But then I also saw that parlay into confidence with the Giants pitchers and then being able to locate their stuff and knowing that they didn't have to be perfect because they could get away with some mistakes. And that just transferred right into the World Series against the Tigers. It took two hot hitting teams in the Cardinals and the Tigers and absolutely shut them down. What Ryan Vogelsong did last night was just brilliant, mixing up his fastball on both sides of the plate. Two-seam fastball in on Cabrera for the biggest pitch of the game in the fifth inning with the bases loaded. Throwing his off-speed in hitters' counts for strikes. Stealing strike one with the changeup and the curveball. He was fantastic, and the bullpen and everybody, they're all just feeding off each other. It's a 25-man effort, unlike one I've ever seen before, because, you know, getting back to my original point, Marty, I didn't think, honestly, you know I bleed orange and black. I didn't think, honestly, that this Giants team was very good at all going into the playoffs. Now, they're on the verge of being the best team in baseball. It's just, like I said again, repeating myself, I'm having trouble wrapping my head around it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When the dust settles here, if it settles the way we think it will, this pitching staff and what they've accomplished in the World Series, they're going to be standing up there with the 05 Giants, the 66 Orioles, teams like that that, you know, did things that were for the ages. And that's why we got to take a deep breath and step back and say, wait a minute, this ball club really is on the verge of accomplishing something amazing. Hey, I know you and I did the post games together. And that last night when they won in Texas was one of the best nights of my life, and I know you and I enjoyed it. But bring the fans back to just that moment of anticipation when it all can come together for a ball club and win a World Series, and even for you and me, what it was like.
Well, it was uncharted waters for all of us. As Giants fans, we'd never been there before, and we didn't know how to handle it, what to do, what to expect. There was 52 years of torture involved, and when it happened, I don't think any of us knew how to react other than just go crazy. And I think this time, you know, fans will know how to handle a little bit more. I don't think it'll be, there's nothing like the first time, right? I'm sure it'll be amazing if and when they do this. You always have to qualify it. There's still a big win to get. But, you know, going back to that night with you is one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. And I told you this many times, it was the best year I had ever had to that point in professional baseball. That's including playing and, you know, the ride and everything that you and I went through on the radio and watching the fans of San Francisco be able to experience that for the first time, which is special. And there'll never be anything like it.
Well,
but
I'm glad you're on with me today.
I'd sure like to see what it's like, and it was special, obviously, sharing it with a good friend like you.
All right. FP Santangelo, folks. He bleeds that orange and black. Very nice. FP, thanks for stopping by.
All right, Marty, take care, buddy.
All right, have a good day. Boy, great to have FP on with me, and one of the best nights of my life, a great baseball season, and guess what? We got a chance to do it again. We have a chance to do it again. We really have a chance to do it. This is very, very special.